Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and boy, it is a special show today. And let's kick it off as we do each day with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to another day. We thank you for all of the many blessings in our lives. We especially thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who came to earth to live among us, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that the gates of heaven could be opened. Father, we present to you all our needs, all of our concerns. We give them to you. We know you love us. We know you can handle anything that we will face today. We put our lives in your hands, and we ask you to speak through us, to send your Holy Spirit to speak through us over the next hour so that your message can be proclaimed over the airwaves here at Spirit in the Morning. And Father, we ask you to open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I told you it's a special day.
Amen.
And here's how we're going to do. Now, you're supposed to be quiet because we have a surprise guest in the studio, if he can be quiet. Hang on. I have to ring the bell. Why? Because today is a feast day. We always ring the bell on feast days and solemnities. Today we celebrate the feast of Saints Philip and James. And also it's a special day because back in the studio, An unexpected return. I didn't expect him back today. Mr. Dave Parker.
Thank you, Gary.
Brother, welcome back.
Yes, well, thank you.
So, where you been? I've been looking for you.
Okay. and you move all the baskets around here? Okay. I was on vacation. We said that at before Easter or going into Lent and or going into Holy Week. My wife and I went over to the great country of South Korea to visit our son, Ryan, who is stationed over there.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of you might be thinking, wow, how dicey it is over there.
Yeah.
And it is. I will unpack a lot of that in future shows when I'm back. But I got a call from the station owner yesterday asking if I could come in to help cover a little bit. And I'm so glad to be back. I miss Gary. I miss Frank. I miss the whole Holy Spirit Radio family.
Yeah. And we missed you.
And I missed most especially our listeners. So, one thing I do want to say, Gare, about the peninsula of Korea. I know it is dicey, but I was praying rosaries and I was just praying silently as I was touring. It's a phenomenal country, South Korea, and so I would just ask our listeners to pray for continued peace. We're
certainly
at peace.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, with that, without further ado, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, you know, it's
if you have other questions.
I'm just glad to see you back. Relax.
I'm trying.
I'm sure you're still jet lagged. It's a long flight. We also have, Dave, today, a special guest in the studio.
Very special.
Somebody
guest.
That means a lot to me. Somebody who means a lot to me. Actually, the person who first brought me to Holy Spirit Radio. No stranger to our listeners, the co-founder, the president of the Kingsmen, Mr. Mark Houck.
Gary.
Brother. You made it. Hey, last time we were supposed to get you in the studio, it snowed. Yeah. And you know, I'm a kind of a wimpy guy. I couldn't make it in the snow.
It was probably smart, Gary. It was about 10 inches.
You're also a very intelligent guy, too. So.
Yeah, let's say that. Good to be back. Good
Mark,
to be here.
Welcome. Welcome.
Especially this early. This is good.
I know.
It's manly getting up early. Now. 5 a.m. I love it.
I was going to say, it's not snowing snow, it's snowing pollen.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Because I would check, I got on Facebook, my other son who lives in around Newtown, he said it's a pollen anocalypse or something.
Wow.
He had some like, wow, we're just inundated with tree pollen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I looked it up on the weather app and it's all red, you know, the Weather Channel app, wow.
Yep.
So I hope any of our listeners who are plagued by you know, pollen, I hope you're having a better time, you know.
Stay indoors.
Yeah. Stay indoors.
That's right. A lot of people really struggle with allergies. I've been fortunate. I don't really struggle with them, but I know it's a big problem. Mark, you've got the entire show today. You are our guest. You do such great work with the Kingsmen. We're going to talk a little bit more throughout the hour about the work that you're doing.
Sure.
I want to read the gospel in just a few minutes, but before we do that, Mark, I want to give you a chance. I'm sure everybody listening to this program is familiar with your work. You've been on Holy Spirit Radio for how many years now?
2006, July.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
I remember listening to you just as I was having my conversion experience.
Wow.
Saying, this guy sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, wow, this is really cool that he's doing this full-time ministry.
Yeah.
Little did I ever expect that I would be in full-time ministry and being on the radio program. But briefly, Mark, could you just, in case somebody might not be familiar with the Kingsmen, just tell us a little bit about your work.
Sure. So for those that can't stick around with us or just tune in briefly, thekingsmen.org will tell you everything. So the Kingsmen is a small men's apostolate started here in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia back in 2004. Mm-hmm. And we've spread very organically around the country through the, you know, just the intercession of the Holy Spirit. But basically what we do is we bring men together to grow in what it means to be a man. We would qualify that as to be a leader, a protector, and a provider. Mm-hmm. So that's our mission. And we do that through a variety of things. We do retreats for men. We do them here locally and nationally. We'll do education programs throughout the country, speaking engagements like you, Gary, and different things, different retreats that people will invite us to that we'll do to help them out. And then we have our healing program. We do a healing ministry, which we might talk a little bit about today, in light of the gospel and how men can heal. And even for women, we actually started a women's healing retreat, believe it or not, last year.
Wow.
So, and that's right here in our backyard in Bedminster. And then we have a call to arms, a call to action element of what we do, which is really just to defend the common good and stand up for what is right, really in the gap to things that people don't want to, you know, stand up for the truth of the church and things like defending traditional marriage, fighting abortion, and of course, the multi-billion-dollar porn industry is an area that we stand up against.
And you guys are doing it in such a visible way. I mean, I really give you credit for some of the your presence at different events. You know, I mean, that's not easy sometimes.
No, it's not easy. But, you know, like as we talked about before the start of the show, our gift is our burden. And so God has called you and me and Dave and Dale and Jane all the out of like kind of the secular world and into this life of ministry. And so it's a gift, but it's also a burden at times, you know. And so we have to see the blessing of it and that God, you know, as we look at this time of the year, the Easter season, the Acts of the Apostles, they're being persecuted for the name. And yet, they rejoice in it. So there's this bittersweetness about it, right?
Yeah. Mark, we had yesterday on the program, Dr. Greg Popchak has written a book called The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad. We're doing an 8-part series with him. And one of the things that he laid the foundation for it yesterday, the fact that to be a man, to be a dad, I've got to admit that I don't have all the answers and that I don't know what I'm doing and that I need to admit my weakness and turn to the Lord and ask for help on a daily basis. That's not easy for men to do sometimes, is it? Because we're told we're supposed to be strong.
Well, there's no handbook there. A lot of men, to be honest with you, grew up with, I hate to say it, but there was a lack of certain formation in their own fathers. And so when you grow up, the old maxim is you can't give what you don't have.
Yes.
So when you're trying to be a good father and yet maybe you didn't have the greatest father, it's kind of hard to figure all that out. And sometimes it's a lot of trial and error.
Yeah, and we mess up sometimes. I don't know about you, but
all the time.
I mess up sometimes. You're lucky, man.
But it's true, and that's one of the things we were talking about with Greg Popchak yesterday, the fact that it's okay to mess up. Mm. It's okay and I've done it. I do it each day with my kids. I regret things that I do, but you have to move on and ask the Lord for that strength to sustain you.
Right. Amen. Right. Amen. Yeah, you know, that's why they have Prozac and therapists, right? So,
Just kidding.
You weren't supposed to say that. Turn down that microphone.
You're really, okay, wait. What mic are you on?
All right, here's what we're going to do now. Right. Before we go to break, I want to read the gospel. And then, Mark, I know this gospel today is a very special one for you. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more in depth about it. But let's read it now. Today's gospel is special for this feast day, the feast of Saints Philip and James, two apostles. Comes from John chapter 14, verses 6 through 14. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. Those are some powerful words. And Mark, we're going to reflect more on this after we come back from the break, because that gospel is very important to you and the work you do at the Kingsman. But I just want to say that so many times we have this mysterious image of God the Father. We don't know him that. We can't visualize him. And we forget what Jesus has said. If you've seen me, if you know me, you will know the Father. And I think, Mark, sometimes that maybe the image of our earthly father gets in the way of our heavenly father, because like you said, not everybody had a great dad. Maybe it's difficult to imagine a father that loves you unconditionally. And that's one of the reasons that Jesus was sent, because at the time, for thousands of years, people really didn't know the Lord. They had trouble. He was a mysterious figure. He was distant. And he sent his very own son to draw the people close to him. So
I was going to say, a lot of people, I mean, current day had painful upbringings, you know, with their father.
And that can affect us. Yeah. So the secret is, get close to Jesus, get to know Jesus, and you will know the Father. As Philip asked, many times we say, well, I just want to know the Father. Well, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
He was among them for so long.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So we're gonna explore that more when we come back. Our guest in studio for the entire hour is Mark Houck, the co-founder and president of the Kingsmen. We also feature today the return of Dave Parker, the long-awaited return of Dave Parker back from South Korea.
Yes. Thank you, Gare.
We're gonna take a break. The time right now is 7:12. Grab yourself a cup of coffee. We'll be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 3rd. Today we celebrate Saints Philip and James. Each of Jesus' apostles was a foundation stone of the church, and so it is with Philip and James. Of today's two saints, we know a bit more about Philip. He came from Bethsaida, the same town as Peter and Andrew, and was called directly by Jesus. Like the other apostles, Philip needed time to realize who Jesus was. At the feeding of the 5,000 who had gathered to hear Jesus, he tested Philip with a question about how so many people could possibly be fed. Philip's reply revealed his human concern that there was not nearly enough money available. At the Last Supper, Philip pleaded with Jesus to show us the Father. Jesus replied, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip?" The Apostle James, also known as James the Lesser, is more of a mystery, in part because he is often confused with others named James. Following Jesus' death, James became highly respected by the Jewish community in Jerusalem. Some accounts indicate he was brought before the Sanhedrin and sentenced to death around the year 62. It is believed that Philip, likewise, died a martyr's death. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org, call us at 215-345-1570, or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Jesus.
But a beautiful name. That was Hillsong Worship. The name of Jesus, a beautiful and powerful name. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Let's take a look at the weather for today in the greater Philadelphia area right now. At the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 60 degrees. Today, it's going to be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 66. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 46. Thursday, partly sunny with a high around 65. After that, beginning Thursday night, we're going to have some rain on the way, but let's not talk about that yet, Dave Parker. We'll wait to talk about the rain coming in.
Please. No downers today, all right?
Today is a special day. It's Spirit in the Morning. First of all, we have the return of Dave Parker from an extended vacation.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Good to have you back, brother.
Good to be here. I missed it. I missed the show.
I know you did. You were emailing and contacting me on Facebook, as did I, because I took some time off last week, too. We're also joined in the studio today by Mark Houck, the co-founder and president of the Kingsmen. Mark, I read that gospel before the break, and before the show started, you were telling me that that gospel is a very important one to you. Let's talk about it a little.
Sure, and I kid prior to the break about the Prozac and the therapist, and the only reason is, because that's the modern day response to pain.
Yeah. Right?
Let's medicate our pain.
Yep. I was going to say that when you first said that. Absolutely. Yeah.
We control our kids today through medication, you know, and so it's a big problem. But when we're talking about the divine physician here. We're talking about the healing of God and the power of God to go into those places. And when we're talking with my ministry, the Kingsmen, we deal with a lot of men, and we deal with men that are broken, that have a lot of wounds and hurts and pain and struggles, as you know, Gary, very well in your ministry. So how do you deal with that? How do you best cope with that? Well, about 10 years ago, I was reading this particular passage that is the gospel.
Huh.
And it really affected my life. In fact, it changed my life altogether because my dad passed away when I was 11 years old.
Ooh.
And he was buried on my 12th birthday, which was the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe, August 14th. So, I was very honored that he was buried on my birthday. People thought that would be a problem for me as a young kid, but it wasn't. I was happy to have that honor. But at the same time, I was scarred for life. You know, my dad is gone. A privation and an emptiness, something that God intended to be there was not there.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you deal with that? Well, I just overachieved. I kept filling that space with accomplishment and athletically as a young kid. And I was looking for, really the blessing of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately I never would find it. I couldn't find it. It was just an endless seeking of approval and affirmation. But it wasn't enough, no matter how many awards. I mean, I was scouted by the New England Patriots. I was an academic All-American. I was an All-American football player. I was pursuing. It was never enough. It could never satisfy.
Yeah, it was always a void.
It was always a void. And ultimately, I was self-medicating through not Prozac or anything like that, but just my own sinfulness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And eventually, as I was in my late 20s and early 30s, I read the scriptures and I read the cover to cover, and I came across this passage that we have today at our Mass, and I just paused at "Show us the Father." Mm. I paused at, and Jesus says, "I've been with you all this time, Philip. Don't you know when you see me, you see the Father?" And I really had to take great pause, and I did, and I was going to adoration a lot, Gary, and I was going before the Lord, and I said, "Okay, Jesus, I'm going to take you at your word.
Huh.
Father me." So I just looked at him in the Eucharist. I said, Father me. It sounds very simple, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yet, we don't usually talk to Jesus that way. This is Jesus.
Right.
I said, Jesus, Father me. Because you say, if I see you, I see the Father, and you're one with the Father, and there he is at the same time. So Father me. And he started to bring men into my life. And he started to bring men that would mentor me and father me, like I would have had it with a father who wasn't with me,
right?
And started to heal those wounds, and that satisfied so much. I didn't need medication. I didn't need a therapist. All I needed was my heavenly Father to treat me like his beloved son, which we can get into more in this program. But
that is
powerful. That's truly what it was, and that changed my life. And then we developed a whole healing ministry around it.
And Mark, you said something that I think it's profound. You said you took Jesus at his word, right. And it's very simple.
Right.
He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We have a tendency sometime to let his words go in one ear and out the other because we're so familiar with them, because we've heard them so many times, and we don't take him at his word. If he's saying, mm-hmm. ask and you will receive, he's saying so many things. Why don't we trust him more? Why don't we take him?
Right.
You know, why don't we challenge him?
Right. This is my body, you know. Yeah. If you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have life within you. I will not be in you. Mm-hmm. That's his word. It's true. It's
right.
You can trust it. And it's always going to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's never going to be left an empty promise.
I was going to say, too many times we're Thomas, doubting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always question ourselves. Right. We throw that in there. And like, how could that be? You know, but trust.
And the beautiful thing about the Lord is, though, just as with Thomas, if sometimes we say, Lord, you know, I'm struggling. Can you give me a sign? Can you show me? He comes through because he tries to meet us where we are.
Well, you think about that, Gary. He's a father, and you're a father, and Dave's a father. So with our children, we want to give them good things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we don't want to, like, spoil them.
Exactly.
But especially when a child comes to us when they're hurting and they're wounded,
right.
You want to bring comfort, as any good father would. Well, the Father mm-hmm. in heaven's the same way as us, as earthly fathers. We want to, and mothers, right? We want to help our children be healed, especially when they're hurting. And so when you come to the Lord in that way, and you're saying, please give me a sign, I'm hurting, I need some direction here, Lord, he's very faithful to that.
Yeah, who would give their child a snake or a serpent if they come to us?
I've heard that before.
I was going to say...
Did you make that up, Dave?
No.
That's very profound.
Really?
Wow.
Scorpion. This is a morning.
Mark, we have a little over a minute left, but I just wanted to ask you a quick question about the healing ministry for men. Do men have trouble revealing their woundedness sometimes? That's what I would think.
Absolutely. Men, we block, you know, and mm-hmm. it's kind of our gifting at the same time.
Yeah.
We compartmentalize. You know, Dave's a former military. You know, you have to compartmentalize. Even, you know, you go into battle, you go, mm-hmm. you spend time in war, and men can come back after World War II and still function and be a normal part of society. They've been able to compartmentalize that. So in some respects, there's a gift, great gifting in
right.
it. When it comes to our faith and our sinfulness and our hurts and our wounds, that's not always a gift.
Right.
Because we really need to expose the wound,
exactly.
which we can get into after the break.
Yeah. And too many times we, like my father's generation, weakness, I mean, emotion is weakness.
Oh, mine too. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we've come a long way from that. It's not. It's strength. I mean, you know, our compassion. And done right, I mean, we can be compassionate men.
Yeah, and what did St. Paul say? When I am weak, then I am strong.
Strong.
But for men, that's hard to admit. It's hard to admit that we're weak because we have to be strong all the time.
Yeah.
We're going to break, Gare.
We're going to break.
FYI, man.
That's right. Hey, listen, when we come back, Mark Houck isn't going anywhere. We're going to talk more about him and his work with the Kingsmen. Make sure you're comfortable. Grab another cup of coffee. Fry up some eggs. I still have to talk to you about chickens, by the way. Frank Eliason said talk to Mark Houck about chickens. So we're going to talk some chickens when we come back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The $1.1 trillion spending bill that has the support of the White House and Congress underscores the considerable clout that Democrats retain in a capital city controlled by Republicans. The deal erased the threat of a disruptive government shutdown, and the spending bill should carry the nation through September. Negotiators released the 1,665-page bill after Republicans dropped numerous demands on the environment, Obama-era financial regulations, and Planned Parenthood in marathon sessions over the weekend. The bill is slated for a House vote today with a Senate vote ahead of a Friday midnight deadline. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have been talking about Syria in what the White House called a very good phone call. They signaled improving prospects for cooperation in Syria, and their call focused on setting up safe zones in the war-torn nation. The White House said the leaders also agreed to try to set up their first in-person meeting in July on the sidelines of an international summit in Germany. And the Justice Department's decision not to charge two white Baton Rouge police officers in the shooting death of a black man may not be the final legal chapter in that case. The department's decision does not preclude state authorities from conducting their own investigation of Alton Sterling's fatal shooting last summer and pursuing their own criminal charges in the case. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
A prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, O Spirit of God, and make within us your dwelling place and home. May our darkness be dispelled by your light, and our troubles calmed by your peace. May all evils be redeemed by your love, all pain transformed through the suffering of Christ, and all dying glorified by his risen life. Amen.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When he moved to Los Angeles, Bishop Robert Barron downloaded the Waze GPS app to his phone because it provides driving directions and can maneuver you around traffic jams. He thought it was wonderful until the day it prompted him to get off the main highway and take all kinds of slow local roads to get to his destination. Angry that he'd followed the app's instructions, he complained about it when he arrived at his meeting. A colleague then told him that there had been a tanker spill on the highway that morning, so the app actually saved him several hours of sitting in traffic. Bishop Barron saw a lesson in his experience, noting that we often feel lost or disoriented spiritually speaking, but God calls us to follow his plans and trust that he knows what he's doing. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Lay down.
That was Breathe by Johnny Diaz. I'm Gary Zimek. You were listening. Oh, he's not ready. Johnny, please. We have a show to do. I'm telling you, some of these singers we get, they just can't be quiet. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, along with Dave Parker. Mark Houck is in the studio with us today.
Maybe I put us on a little bit too early, huh?
Maybe that's what it was, Dave. Listen, I know you've been away for a while, but let's get going here. We got a show to do.
I'm getting my stride.
Now, before we went to break, we had a first on the program. Dave Parker was doing chicken sounds. Could you give us a little bit of that? You know, that's a talent I never knew you had.
Don't ask me to do too many other animals. I'll have to practice.
You see what happens here, Mark? We are a little too serious early in the morning.
Get a little punchy.
But I was told to ask
Zimek
you.
Does.
Frank Eliason said you need to ask Mark about his chickens. What's the deal with chickens?
Well, I have five children, and we're expecting our sixth. So here's the thing: we spend about a month, maybe $100 on eggs a month.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
That's
a lot. But we're going through about 36 eggs a week.
Wow.
So when you do the math and you start looking at this equation, you say, how can we make this a little bit better for ourselves?
Right.
You can buy a chicken for like $1.50.
Really?
A baby chicken.
Really?
A baby chicken. Yeah, that's right. Wow. And a grown chicken for like under $5. Now, this chicken, one hen, will lay one egg a day for 2 years. Gary, do the math, Gary.
Hey, that's...
I'm making out here in the end.
I'm
not going to go buy... I mean, I literally will go buy not two cartons of 18, but a whole thing of 60 eggs when I go.
Yeah.
We like eggs, I guess.
Yeah.
But egg salad, we like it on our salads. The kids like...
So wait a minute. Chickens will lay one egg a day. That's it?
For
we
2 years.
Ever get, do we ever get more than one egg a day?
I guess because you could do some fertility drugs there and maybe get a little bit more.
I mean, I don't know how that works. I mean, we lay an egg here on the show.
Every day, right? Welcome to the Holy Spirit Radio Farm Hour, segment.
That's really cool. So now, have you gotten the chickens yet?
Well, no, they're on order. You have to wait.
Where do they come in the Midwest? Come from the Midwest?
You have to wait. So especially if you want the kids to experience, we homeschool our kids as you did, Gary. So you want them to experience the whole birth of the development of the chick. It's a great homeschool lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to wait till the next time of the season for the eggs to be fertilized and so forth. And so it's a matter of waiting and timing and so forth. So that's it. So a little premature yet, but we've done all the math.
Okay.
So we're going to make money in the end.
I have a question. I mean, how about their feed? Is it expensive to feed them?
No, I mean, you got to have a combination of, and you buy the feed, and you got to give a little grit. I forget the word is a little rocks in their diet because their diaphragm or they can't break up the food, so they eat little pebbles.
Really?
And it acts as a mixture.
Like a grinder.
For them.
Wow.
A grinder. Yeah.
Wow.
It acts as a mixture for their diet. So you have to combo that. It's not much. I mean, you got five or six chickens. You got to buy a bag. You're good for the month, you know?
That's it. You going to buy some, Dave?
I might. Well, that another question. I mean, it depends on where you live, you know, doesn't it?
Certain towns just won't allow you to have them.
Yeah, you have to go.
Right. In a borough, you couldn't have chickens in a borough. But, we got the place in the upper Bucks County.
Oh, look,
the time to do it.
There you have it. Some chicken talk here on Spirit in the Morning. That is a first. Mark, you do have some events coming up in the near future. You want to talk about some of the Kingsmen events?
Sure. So here locally in our new retreat facility, which we've kind of adopted here. It's formerly a Girl Scouts of America. They liquidated all their properties in Pennsylvania. And a local man, a Catholic man who homeschools his kids, bought the property and invited me to bring some programs there. So we are going to be near Lake Nockamixon, which is not far from here,
right
up 313.
Mm-hmm.
And May 18th to the 21st, so less than 3 weeks away, we'll have one of our Into the Wild retreats, which have traveled all around the country. We've had them here in PA in the past, but we haven't done one here in southeastern PA in 3 years, so we're bringing it back, and we'll be at the Kingsmen Leadership Training Center, which is what we're calling it. It's right up 313. I would say from this studio, it's about a 15-minute drive, and we'll be there May 18th. That's the birthday of St. John Paul II. That's the day John Paul was born, and we'll be there to the 21st. So that's open, and people can learn more about that, Gary, at IntoTheWildWeekend.com if they'd like to learn more or register.
What's the name of the venue again?
Well, we're calling it the Kingsmen Leadership Training Center. It's actually Camp Tohe. There's Creek Tohekani right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Camp Tohe if you want the name.
I've heard of that.
But it was a Girl Scouts facility for 60 years. So they have state-of-the-art stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mark,
wonderful.
If somebody's listening and might not be familiar with the Kingsmen, Is there a process to join the Kingsmen, or can someone just attend a meeting? How does that work?
Sure. So at the core of who we are, and I alluded to this earlier, are these small men's groups, men coming together on a weekly basis around the country here locally. And so we call them Kingsmen groups. So there's no dues, there's no affiliation in that regard. If you want to be a part of the Kingsmen, you just participate in the programs, and you just adopt it for yourself, and you claim it for yourself. So they can come to, we have groups in Haddon Heights and Trenton. We have groups in all around Philadelphia. Mm. And these are Kingsmen groups, and they do a specific methodology, and they meet on a weekly basis, and they grow in holiness, and that's what we do. So they can learn more at, again, thekingsmen.org about where those groups would be.
That's great, and I highly recommend it because Mark and his group, they do just such great work.
Exactly.
Dave.
I was going to say, I'm originally from Erie, Pennsylvania. Gary knows that. But have you had anything, I think recently, I mean, maybe last year or last 2 years, you said something up in the northwestern
part of Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, where was that?
We're going to be in Hookstown again, which is below Pittsburgh, near Steubenville. We'll be there again this year, and it's been the three-year hiatus for that. We used to do it up at Allegheny State Park, which is very close to Erie.
Yes.
It's right over the border. Mm-hmm. And we're on the southern side. Allegheny State Park's like 50,000 acres or something.
Beautiful. And it's a beautiful national forest.
It is. And so that part where we go is about less than an hour drive maybe from Erie.
Okay, excellent. You know what came into mind, if you don't mind? I know Gary just recently did a ministry, you know, up in Erie with Father Larry Richards at his behest.
Yes.
And I just pictured Father Larry on one of these retreats. Boy, wouldn't that be
we've pursued him for the last 6 years, and you can't book him.
He's so busy. He is unbelievably busy, yes.
Yeah, I mean, because how brusque he can be, but brusque for the Lord, he is, you know, Father Larry is Father Larry, you know.
And he wants to get back to his flock, so he doesn't, he'll never do a retreat that interferes with that. So he'll go Friday into Saturday.
Yeah.
But once Saturday hits, he's got to be back. He wants to be back with his people. Yeah, so he's always good about that.
Yeah.
Mark, in your ministry, you obviously deal with primarily men, even though you're reaching out to some women now. When I go out and speak, a lot of the audience seems to be made up of women.
Yeah.
We're still not there as men, right?
Right.
We still have trouble embracing a relationship with the Lord. What do you do? What would you say to a man who's listening right now, thinking that, well, you know what, that religion stuff, it's okay, but it's a personal matter. I don't want to show my feelings. I don't want to really let people know that I love Jesus. What'd you say to that guy?
Yeah, men are complicated, and so you really have to tap into their world on some level. You got to make yourself relatable. He's got to hear, this is for me. And when we go to men's retreats and we do them for men, that's why we do them in the wilderness, because it appeals to the man's nature to be in those settings. So if you're always appealing to him on a church setting, and come to church, let's pray together, let's pray the rosary together, let's adore together, let's be honest, he's going to say, oh, that's nice, but I don't know. And he's always going to keep himself, give him some other options.
Yeah, really.
You tell him, hey, let's go in the woods. Let's shoot some guns. Let's put some bows and arrows. Let's build some fires. Hey, bring your son.
We're going to have some great
gourmet food.
Yeah.
You feed a man. That's his heart.
Oh, that's true.
So tell him, you know, we do a kickoff at a parish. We might have like some beer and some pizza.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to appeal to them where they're at. You got to give them what they need at that moment.
Yeah.
And appealing to them at such a high level. Faith-wise, it's not the way to go sometimes.
I was going to say, I mean, just think of, church, God's church out in the wild, you know, at night, look at, on a beautiful night, you see the stars, God's creation. Oh, there's nothing like it. Nothing like it, you know? Just that outside stuff, being outdoor stuff.
We go to Arizona, and we do a retreat in Arizona. We're in Sholo, Arizona, which is the pine lands of Arizona. It's where everybody in the valley in Phoenix goes for the summer.
Oh.
It's 6,000, 7,000 feet elevation, and the stars at night.
Wow.
Boom, amazing. It's exactly what you just described.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just visualize that. I mean, but it's God's creation. So we're out in, if you can, if you want, if you will, you know, that's this. He made this, and we're in his church. We're in his presence always.
And it's really good that, Mark, you're reaching out to men. You're meeting them where they are, because that's so important. Yeah. We're talking about Father Larry. Father Larry speaks differently to men than he does to women, because men, I mean, he said that. Men can handle certain things that women might get offended by, right. But men like to be slapped around a little bit. Not in a physical sense.
No, you know, figuratively.
Figuratively, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we like tough talk sometimes.
Well, look how Jesus handled the apostles. I mean, he definitely treated women differently than he treated men. I mean, mm-hmm. he tells Peter he's Satan, you know? Get behind me, Satan.
Right.
But the woman at the well, you can see this gentleness, this compassion. He's very patient, you know? Mm-hmm. The woman, Mary Magdalene, of course, Mary, Martha. Absolutely. He treats them a little bit more differently. And I think mm-hmm. men need to be firm. We need to be firm with men.
Right. Yeah. And we're comfortable with that, Dave. Yes. I think we're comfortable with...
Well, sometimes we're not, but I mean, that gets our attention.
Yeah.
Right? From another, like a boss or something, or like a commanding officer, if you will. You know, if you mess something up, or it wasn't quite right, and, sorry, sir, won't happen again.
That's right.
You learn. I mean, but it's sometimes the talk is tough.
Yeah. Yep. So I would highly recommend The King's Men if you're interested, you want to find out more about it, check out the website. We're going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com so you can get to it for easy reference. When we come back, Mark's going to stick with us. We're also going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse when we come back from this break. We're not finished yet, so do me a favor. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio.
Going about your daily life becomes difficult. Call Angel Army at 215-805-8433.
Angel Army provides compassionate home care services. Angel Army can assist you with your personal care, make your bed, do your laundry, and perform light housekeeping. We can accompany you to various appointments, shopping, or just keep you company.
Angel Army is an equal opportunity company and can be reached at 215-805-8433 or visit angelarmycare.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
You know, one of these days we're going to put this the broadcast of this program on YouTube. It's going to go viral, Dave Parker, for all the wrong reasons.
Can't wait for those cameras in the studio, Frank, wherever you are.
I don't know. We get caught by surprise by coming back from songs, by all kinds of things.
We're having such good discussion.
But this is fun. Mark, it's great having you in the studio this day. It's great having you back, Dave. Now it's time to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. We do this every day on the program. Before I do that, I want to let you know tomorrow on the program, Teresa Tomeo will be joining us. Friday, our friend Dan Burke will be here for his weekly Into the Deep segment. Dan had a few weeks off while we were taking some vacation time, but Dan is ready to go. Mm-hmm. He's going to take us into the deep. It's always great when Dan can join us.
He is phenomenal.
And what can you say about Teresa? She's been very good to the show, very good to me personally. Mm-hmm. And she said, anytime you need me, I'm here. So that's y'all. That's all I need to hear.
Well, Gary, I mean, yesterday, I know you've got to get into this, but I was listening yesterday, as you know, because I texted you and Frank.
Yes.
And, why don't you go ahead and do this? And I was going to kind of...
No, go ahead.
Well, is there something about AARP that Frank was
messing with? Oh, stop with that. All right. We'll do that. Okay. Mark, here's the deal. And you're going to find this funny. When we were...
I can't believe that old man.
Wait a minute. I can't, but I'm glad...
We digress.
You know what? I'm glad you're back, Dave, because you have no room to talk.
I know. I'm senior.
We got fast food. One of the... You know, we were moving, so it was a little bit hectic. We got takeout one night. I looked at my receipt, and I realized that I was given a senior discount.
Congratulations.
Mark, they didn't even ask me.
Oh, it just happened.
Right? It just happened. They assumed it. That bugged me. Sorry. I like to save money. So
sorry, man. I had to.
I'm cheap, but not
I'm
that
back.
Cheap.
Yeah, I know. It's like, at least you could ask me. Am I eligible,
really,
right?
Yeah.
So Frank
still
was
has
kind.
Some dignity.
Frank was kind enough. Very sympathetic. Frank Eliason, real sweetheart of a guy. Really sympathetic. He prints out the AARP senior citizen discount list and gave it to me on the air yesterday.
Yeah, that's why. The Holy Spirit put it on my heart to say that.
I happen to be the oldest man in the studio yesterday, but today...
Yeah, I'm here.
You're here. Yes. So, you have anything to add, Mr. Parker?
No.
I'm speechless. Aren't you glad you brought
so
that up?
I'm so used to it now. Oh, I even ask for discounts now sometimes. More because I'm a military retiree.
No shame.
I never used to ask.
Hey, Frank.
I never used to ask.
Frank just texted us, go AARP. So, Frank, I'm glad you're listening. Hope we're doing okay without you. We miss you, brother.
I was looking for some material, Frank. Come on.
All right, let's do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse before we get things get too out of hand. This comes from my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, 365 Daily Reflections. I've been sharing one of these each day on the program. Today, we go to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 8. And leaping up, he stood and walked, entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Dave and Mark, this is the story of Peter and John walking into the temple. There's a beggar there who's basically asking for money. He's crippled. Mm-hmm. Peter heals him in the name of Jesus Christ. It wasn't what he asked for. He asked for money, but Peter said, I don't have any money, but let me heal you. The man realizes that he got something even better than he asked for.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens to us so many times. We ask for one thing, but we have a very narrow vision. The Lord gives us something else. Initially, we're annoyed. Well, wait a minute. I wanted this. I wanted this job because it was going to pay me more money. But in the long run, you talk about our Heavenly Father. He knows what we need. He loves
us.
Sometimes he gives us something else. Sometimes he gives us a spiritual gift. Are we willing to look at it with an open mind and say, thank you, Lord, because you gave me something even better?
Right. Never outdone in generosity is the Lord. And so, you know, when you're seeing Peter saying, I will give you, I don't have money, but I'll give you what I have. It, like you said, it's always better. And God, you know, that wonderful country music song, Thank God for Unanswered Prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was a great song when it came out. And it's important that we remember that, you know, God's ways are not our ways. And he sees in the eternal. He sees what's best for our soul. He sees what's going to benefit us years down the road. And so we may say, I want this now. I want this now, Lord. And mm-hmm. if you would just give this to me now, my life would be so much better. But the Lord says, no, this isn't going to be good for you. Mm-hmm. And he knows what's best for us. So as a good father, he knows. Sometimes, the love word is no.
Right. How do I deal with that, Mark? How do I learn to accept that? better.
Yeah. Well, I think many times experience the word no, you get used to it. At the same time, trust, right? It's trust. It all comes back to trust and asking the Lord to help us grow in trust and seeing to say to the Lord, saying often, not my will be done, but yours. I mean, it's the agony in the garden.
Right.
Jesus doesn't want to necessarily go through. His human side says, can it be another way, Father? But not my will be done, yours. So even Christ wanted things to be a little differently if it could be, if the Father could massage it.
Exactly. You know what I find interesting, Mark, in Luke's gospel, in his account of the agony in the garden, our Lord asked for the cup to pass him by, if it be the Father's will. What happened? The answer to his prayer was an angel sent to him to strengthen him. And Luke tells us that he prayed all the more earnestly once the angel was sent him. So there's an example of, I mean, what a great example for us.
Sure.
Sometimes the Lord answers us in an unexpected way.
He does. Mm-hmm. He does. Thanks be to God, he does.
I can't believe it, Dave. We're just about out of time.
Yeah.
It's great having you back.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thanks for
great
coming
to be
back.
Here.
You were in good form today. I'm glad to see that.
All right.
Mark, it was so great to have you in the studio.
Blessings.
We've got to do this again, brother. Would you come back?
Please. Let's do it again.
We were blessed.
I mean, we're so blessed to have you at Holy Spirit Radio. I thank you for getting me involved with this radio station so many years ago. Thank you for being my friend and for strengthening me. Mark, would you do us the honors and take us out in prayer?
I would love to. Heavenly Father, and we call upon you as Father, as Jesus said, call my Father, Daddy, Abba. We call upon you, Father, and we ask you to strengthen us today, this day, this Feast of Saints Philip and James, to give us what we need, not necessarily what we want, but give us what we need as we move about our day, as we seek to serve you and our families and our vocation here at this apostolate at Holy Spirit Radio. Lord, give us all that we need to do your will in our lives. As Gary, you said, send us the angels, our patrons, saints to intercede for us, to help us do the tough things, the things that we don't want to do, the things that are stressing us out, the things that we're worried about. Send us the supports that we need, Lord, to fulfill our mission as men, as fathers, as husbands, as wives, as mothers, as children, as sons, as daughters, as brothers. And we do this always through the intercession of Our Lady and through the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen.
Boy,
beautiful
great,
prayer,
great way
Mark.
To close the program. Mark, remind us again of the website for the Kingsmen.
TheKingsmen.org.
Okay.
Can't get any simpler than that, right, Dave?
No. Look it up, folks. Look it up. And especially you men out there, all right?
Yes, and again, thank you for listening. Remember, if you have any comments about the show, you can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Tomorrow on their program, Teresa Tomeo will be with us, so don't forget to tune in tomorrow. And as I always tell you, each and every day, whatever you do today, wherever you go, the Lord is with you. Make sure you turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time. God bless you.